we're at the end of Zechariah, what's called the 14th chapter, the 17th Pasuk, and the Navi is describing how the nations will come to a realization about the importance of ascending to the temple. Hashem will bring this massive plague, and then the nations will be taken down after trying to conquer Jerusalem. And then the Navi says, I guess we'll go back to Pasuk Tet Zayin, V'haya kol hanotal mikol hagoyim habayim al Yerushalayim. And then the remnants of the nations that had amassed to attack Jerusalem, ve'alo midei shana v'shana, they will ascend on a yearly basis, leishtachavot l'melech Adonai Tzevaot, to bow before Hashem, who they realize is the king who controls all the armies, v'lachog et chag ha-sukkot, and they will come to celebrate the holiday of Sukkot. So why do they come to celebrate the holiday of Sukkot? So the simple understanding is because Sukkot is the time when this great plague will happen. So every year, these nations that made it out alive will come back to so to speak, give thanks that they made it out alive. Another understanding is that on Sukkot we get judged over the water, and they need the water, so they'll come on Sukkot. A third understanding is that on Sukkot we bring sacrifices that correspond to the nations. As we know, every day of Sukkot we bring one less sacrifice, but together all the sacrifices of Sukkot amass to 70, corresponding to the 70 nations. So that's, so to speak, their holiday. That's the holiday in which we also pray on their behalf. So they will ascend to Jerusalem every year on the holiday of Sukkot. And then the family, the nation that does not ascend to Jerusalem to bow before Hashem, so they won't have rain. And then the Navi gives an example. For example, ואם משפחת מצרים לא תעלה ולא עליהם, if the Egyptian family, which is a way of saying the Egyptian nation, we have a tradition that all the nations are called families, they're not called nations. The only one that's called a nation is Am Yisrael. So the Egyptian family, they're called, if they don't ascend, so then they won't have rain come to them.
Is this talking about the time to come? Or is this
yeah, it's the time to come.
We did this.
Right? Tiye hamagefa asher yigof Adonai et hagoyim asher lo ya'alu lachog et chag ha-sukkot. And then Hashem will punish them, and the punishment will be zot tiye chatat Mitzrayim. The following will be in accordance with their sin. They will not have rain. V'chatat kol hagoyim asher lo ya'alu lachog et chag ha-sukkot. And this will also be the punishment for any nation that does not come up to ascend the holiday of Sukkot. They won't have rain. Bayom ha'hu yiyeh al mitzilot asus kodesh l'Adonai. On that day, the Navi says, they will put adornments on the horses, where the adornments will say on them, Kodesh Lashem, which is an important point. Where else does it say Kodesh Lashem? Very good, on the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. So on the bells of the horses, it's going to say Kodesh Lashem, as though that there, even the bells the horses ring will be a reflection of the declaration of humanity, Kodesh Lashem. The Navi says, and at that time, the pots that they use in the temple, even the pots that they cook with will be made of such fine gold, they will be kamizrakim, like the vessels that were ordinarily used to in the temple to take the blood, lifnei hamizbeach, those vessels that were before the altar, those vessels were pure gold. So just like those were pure gold, so too the pots the people will cook with will be of pure gold. V'haya kol sir b'Yerushalayim u'v'Yehuda every part throughout Jerusalem and Judea will say, Kodesh l'Adonai Tzevaot. This is dedicated for holiness, for Hashem who controls all the armies. There are going to be so many sacrifices that every pot is going to be used for eating holy foods because the city of Jerusalem will be suffused with sacrifices. And being that all the pots are going to be used for holy foods, so they're going to be able to take from the pots, there'll be on the one end there'll be a steady stream of sacrifices. On the other end, they will need holy pots because all the food that's going to be in Jerusalem is the food is primarily going to be Beis HaMikdash food, sacrifices. And so whoever has a sacrifice will have an easy time finding a pot, because there are going to be so many pots prepared for that. V'lo yiyech enani od b'veit Adonai Tzevaot b'yom ha'ohu. V'lo yiyech enani. One understanding is, there will no longer be the Canaanites. Second understanding is, there will no longer be a need to do business. And the third understanding is, lo yiyech kenani, ken ani. There won't, lo yiyech kan ani, there will be no longer poor people in the house of Hashem on that day.